Today on Alexi and Friends, we brought in special guest Jimmy Todd Hunter to discuss his most inspiring life moment. Okay, Jimmy, what would you have to say is your most inspiring life-changing moment?
I'd have to say my most life-changing moment is when I started playing soccer with my elementary school for this little program where all the kids got together and played rec soccer on the weekends, and I don't know, it just kind of stuck, and I've been playing soccer ever since.
What do you think was in soccer that made you fall in love with the sport?
In elementary school, I was actually pretty good at soccer compared to some of the other kids, so I was one of the better kids on the field, and
okay.
I don't know, when you're good at something, it just kind of sticks. It feels like you're defined in some way, like you stick out, like you kind of have a drive and more of a little purpose than
right.
What you normally do, just sitting around, like just doing schoolwork and stuff doesn't really give you the same kind of rush and feeling, stuff like that. I don't know. It's a kind of a hard feeling to describe.
Yeah, it really is. So, how much do you think you play soccer nowadays?
I play soccer now about 5 days of the week.
And how many hours?
How many hours? Probably about 6-7 hours a week.
Oh, wow. Let's see here. Do you think that soccer kind of like helps you through the worst of times, or you know?
Actually, it does, because when I play soccer, you know, you only focus on the game. It's all you ever have time to focus for. It's such a fast-moving game. So soccer pretty much is a good escape. Like if I have a really crappy day, I can just go on the field and forget about it and just play soccer.
Have there been any moments where you just wanted to quit at soccer or just, you know, give up?
There are, well, a couple times when school got in the way a lot, when you just kind of think you can't juggle everything at once, like you're trying to do too much. And then also 2 years back, I was on the worst team in the world, pretty much. We were just dead awful. We couldn't work. The players didn't work well together. Our coach was really bad, and at that point, I kind of felt like quitting, but I stuck with it, and I'm kind of glad I did that, because now I'm playing on better teams, So it was worth it.
So being on the worst team, do you think it was the player's fault, or do you think it was the coach's fault, or do you think it was just the entire team was just out of order?
When you play soccer, you have at least about 15 kids on your team, and to have an effective team, those kids need to be able to work well together. If you have 3 kids that are a bit egotistical and don't work that well, but the other kids can keep working, it's okay, but you're one of the best team. Our team, we only had about 3 or 4 kids who actually truly wanted to be there and tried their hardest. Then we had a bunch of other kids who were just there for fun, gave up when they were losing or not playing well, and then we just had a couple other kids who just thought they were above the league we were in and they had no reason for still being there.
So what was the deal with the coach then?
The coach was a foreign dude from Croatia, so his methods were a little different. Kind of put off a bunch of the kids with his straightforwardness. He's very blunt. When he tells us we need to work on something, he didn't really cushion anything. He just kind of told us flat out that we did it wrong and we need to pick it up and do it correctly.
Do you think that's how the Europeans do it and that's how they should do it?
When you watch European soccer, they flow so well. But then their players are so much more driven. Like, growing up here in Ithaca, you don't get much of a selection for many of your sports because the population level is pretty low. But in Europe, so many more kids play soccer, so you can pick out the kids who have the drive, the kids who can handle the bluntness because they want to get better.
Yeah.
And I think it's a better way of coaching if you can handle it because you learn a lot more.
Would you rather play European soccer?
Yes, I would love to play European soccer, but unfortunately that isn't an option for me.
why do you think that the United States does not put more emphasis on soccer?
We like other sports. It's a fact. We are the big. We made baseball. We made football. We've stuck with those. They're the most popular sports in America at the moment. But soccer is the most popular sport in the world. So there's a big difference there. The only problem with America is that there's really no propaganda for soccer, because everyone's watching football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, other sports. Americans have the potential. I mean, come on. We went to the FIFA tournament in South Africa. U.S. went to the finals. Of course, Brazil kind of killed us, but we still went to the finals.
Yeah. That was a pretty good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah. Do you think soccer isn't taken seriously here in the U.S.?
Well, you get a lot of kids like joke around, like, huh, look at him, he's playing soccer, what a gay kid, and like, you know, but
yeah.
In Ithaca, kids don't just joke around about that stuff more now. It's not actually taking it seriously, but it's lack of propaganda, it's like the lack of drive that people don't really advertise soccer because, well, the USA team compared to the other teams is awful.
Yeah.
Like, you go to Europe and Barcelona and Arsenal, these guys are like freaking angels on the field, the way they move, they're just insane. U.S., but like, the one day the U.S. actually goes and wins the World Cup or something ridiculous like that, it's going to get so much propaganda. Like, if you've ever seen videos from the game in 1950 when the USA beats Europe in the World Cup,
yeah,
just that once, there was so much propaganda. It gave soccer a pretty big lift, but this... Yeah, well, pretty much. We're just going to have a major breakthrough in soccer.
So we're kind of like in a soccer depression right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, one more question. Is there any certain person that has made you love the sport even more?
The kids I played soccer with, I liked a lot and on a lot of the teams, which helped. But then one guy who made me really love the sport, his name is Ziggy Zagante, or you can call him The Need because that's his Croatian name, so... kind of makes me smile every time I think about that, but that's irrelevant. He played in the pro league, he played international, he played in like three different national leagues, and he's coached some of the greatest goalies in history. He's a great guy, loves the sport, good natured fellow, and he just pretty much gave me everything I needed to play soccer. It just gave me the love for the sport.
And that concludes today's show. Tune in tomorrow when we'll interview Sam Donovan on why he smells so bad.